you. First of all, I would like to thank all of our opening bands, and I just want to say that I am not an actor. I only play one on Criminal Intent. But I have been known to act up, so. Anyway, I'm really glad to see you all, and I don't know if the people out on the outside can hear, but if you can, we are with you. You are in our consciousness. You are not on the outside. You are with us.
Because tonight, What is it, children? It falls from the sky. Ta-yi-ta-ya, ta-yi-ya-ya. Manna from heaven, from the Most High. Food from the Father, ta-yi-ta-ya. We shall live again. We shall. We shall live again.
father died. He left him a little town, New England. Left him a whole town? I don't think his father left him a whole town. So, just gonna bring the camera back. Take another shot. His father died. And he left him a little farm in New England. All the long black funeral cars left the scene. The little boy was sitting there alone in the shiny red tractor that him and his daddy used to sit inside and circle the blue fields and grease the night. As if someone spread butter on all the fine points of the stars, because when he looked up, they started to slip. And then he put his head in the crux of his arms and he started to drift. Drift, drift to the belly of the ship. Let the ship slide open, and he went inside of it and saw his daddy on the control board, streaming beads of light. He saw his daddy on the control board, and he was very different tonight. Face lit up with such naked joy that his eyes were like two white bubbles, seeing everything just a little bit too clearly. And there was no black ships, there was no funeral cars, there was nothing, nothing save him, the raven. And he looked up at the sky and he cried out. Just screaming of animation, night and day, and it won't let up. This is a very, this is a very nice little Neil Young song. And I always think of my late and most great and beautiful husband, Fred Sonic Smith. So give him a good thought as well.
With drink, comfort, memory,
Are you laughing at the prospect of me playing guitar? I have been taught by masters. And I have failed the exams.
Thank you.
I just making sure my girlfriend got in. She's my lawyer. She has to be my girlfriend. Standing out there, 100 yards away. If I cannot see you, I can feel you. In my blackened year, I am so disposed toward a mission yet unclear. Advancing pole by pole, my chin breathed into my ear. Obey this simple code. When road was paved, it's just a road. Am I blinking here? Such a woeful schism. Pain in my existence was not as I envisioned.
Face and love the human
form divine and peace the human dress. A mercy, a pity, a peace and love.
Thank you.
Cecil Roach, Lucy Roach, and my daughter Jessie. Okay, well, we did it perfect in sound check. But it's really, for me, it's the song of the summer. I just loved it, and it was fun. Thanks for helping out. And probably by the time I turn 65 at the Bowery Ballroom, I'll learn all the words. Two words to say. Tony and Lenny. Lenny Kent.
Heavy sip of glue, he was 12 years old. Fell from a roof on East Street 9. Kathy was 11 when she pulled the plug. 26 reds and a bottle of wine. Bobby had leukemia, 14 years old. Looked like sister five when he died.
Those are people who died.
I gotta fix my coiffure. It's one thing I learned on the set of Criminal Intent was the importance of a proper coiffure. It was really funny, you know, they gave me like, what, I have like 7 lines, and they gave me my own trailer. And of course, it wasn't with the other trailers, it was all by itself, and right in front of it was all the guys selling handbags on Broadway. And I had a little index card on the trailer that said my character's name. And so I got one of the guys selling handbags to take my picture in front of it. But I had to pay him $2. But there was like a little window with a Venetian blind, and I opened it up and I could see the statue of George M. Cohen. I made it to Broadway via TV.
Come, come. Thank you.
Petroselli on everything. Bass player Tony Shanahan. JB Doherty on drums. And Lenny Kay. So, I've been away for a couple of months traveling. And just seems like a few places that I've been, walked out on the street, and there happened to be a couple hundred thousand people marching about something, using their voice, showing that they exist. Sometimes we cannot win anything the way our governments and corporations, they're so corrupt, they seem so impenetrable. But we keep poking. Let them know we exist. We exist. We are here. Not to destroy, but to take the power from them and rebuild our world. Thank you.
one day we'll be strong enough to build it back again. Build the peaceable kingdom back again.
People have been asking me since I had my big stint on Law and Order Criminal Intent if I've been getting a lot of other offers. So I just wanted to tell you, no, I didn't get any. No, my dream has been fulfilled. But, actually, what my real dream was I got to use Vincent D'Onofrio's bathroom. I just need a minute because I'm slightly hyperventilated. Is that what it is? Hyperventilated or? You come up here and do it. Well, thank you. I'll call Clive immediately. He's mine too. I'm the only person that gets to slobber all over Lenny's guitar. All right. Boy was in the hallway drinking a glass of tea. From the other end of the hallway was a cord. He had never seen it before, though he had stood there, it seemed, for decades, centuries. He had gone through time. He had gone through the center of the earth. I never saw such a cord. But it was not really a cord to see. It was a cord to hear. Just a simple cord. E. He felt it in the pit of his belly, in his heart, in his veins. It was the solitary E of rock and roll. He felt it, and he wore it, the cord of armor. He was naked, naked to the world when he came, and now in a vest, in a moral vest of rock and roll, he could stand, and he could face anything, anything. He looked, he stood in the hallway, and he felt it all coming in after him. He felt all the pollution of the modern world, all the seepage. He felt all the plastic in the ocean. He felt everything covering him. He felt all the shit of the world. He felt all the waste of the world encasing him. But he felt his heart beating, and his heart broke open the encasement, and he said, come on, come on, I'm ready, what do you got, come on, and everything, everything, was himself in the mirror, and he said, come on, come and get me, come on. The boy looked at Johnny. Johnny wanted to run. Johnny wanted to move, but the movie kept moving as planned. The boy gripped Johnny. He pressed him against the knocker. He drove it in, he drove it home. He drove it deep in Johnny. The boy disappeared. Johnny. Johnny, crashing his head against the knocker. Crashing his head against the knocker.
So much weariness, Johnny proceeds into the world. Oh, there was so much to speak of. All their little wars, wiretaps, hacking, corruption, all their yellow dog news, all their gossip, all their bullshit, all their greed. But Johnny, tonight, he don't care about that. He's alive, and he wants to live. And Johnny goes out into the world, and he looks down on the street.
invitation.
So Johnny
follows the little red ribbon into a new kind of hell and a new kind of season. He goes to this party. He goes into this party, but you know, nothing's happening at all. Nothing is happening at all. He's in a sea of jello. Oh man, these people are just too fucked up. Johnny feels the adrenaline in his heart and he craves love. And he looks out the window, sees a sweet young thing hugging on a park meter. So, in case you're wondering, of course, my most important fashion statement of the evening is this humble beret. And, you can get 8 of these on 1 card. But I don't remember where I got them. But CVS? No, I think it was not CVS. You weren't there. Actually, I bought them in Europe. So this little song is for you all, and all of you out there, if you're still out there. Well, it's for all of you. It's for everybody. A perfect day. Later when it gets dark, go home. Such a perfect day. Eat animals in the zoo. And later, movie too, then go home. Such a perfect day, I'm glad I spent it with you. Such a perfect day, you just keep me hanging on.
fucked much in the past, but I've fucked plenty with the future. And the future is now. People, you are the future. You hold the earth and the sky and the water, the birds and the fish, and our children in your hands. People, we have to change. We have to reset our fucking clock. We can do it. We can do it. We have to sacrifice. We have to rise up. Be free. Be not afraid to be clean. To tell governments and corporations and people like Rupert Murdoch, we will not take their bullshit any fucking more. We are free people. We are innately good. As Anne Frank said, a good fucking heart.
Generation!
they did to Europe, themselves, Hiroshima, Nagasaki, everywhere, from Pearl Harbor to Dresden. And we took a solemn vow. Behold, the only weapon you need, the weapon of my generation. If I couldn't break the string, right? But that would never happen.